We've been hearing from businessman Raj Jatrani of the Copacabana Beach Club, an old brothel in Bay Street that he's transformed into a multi-purpose facility. Today, his vision for that company and the area.
People said you're crazy. You have to change your name. You can't, if you, everybody's here, Copacabana, they're thinking about the old days. I say, well, it's a historic name and area. Even the address is called the Copacabana. So you can't really ignore what was here before. You have to acknowledge it and then try to tell a new story, but still acknowledge the history of what it was. And it doesn't work, and over the years it kept evolving and, you know, adding on stuff, building on stuff. And it started off maybe with 10 employees, now we're over 50.
He considers this the future of Bay Street and Carlisle Bay.
But it's important that as it evolves that we do not forget where it began. We don't forget our heritage when it comes to design and building and to acknowledging what was here before. And it might be kind of hard to kind of acknowledge some of the things that happened in this era before, because it's kind of a thing that you don't talk about. But reality is, you know, this was a place where sailors came, all walks of life came here to have a good time. And we all know they were and still are sex workers in the area, right? And people kind of look down on the area. But the real problem, really, I'd say, in the area is not the people that live around here. They're great people. Some have been here for years. I talk to them and you know, they have great businesses in here. But people feel fear to go into Nelson Street because it's really the element that's there because of drugs. People are hooked on drugs. And really, that's the problem we need to deal with. They got guys over here that want a crack crop, and they will steal anything to get that crack crop and go sell somebody something. And then they get put in jail, they get put in the madhouse, then they come back out again. We have to deal with that. We have to deal with, first of all, the sale of drugs. We have to deal with finding some kind of rehab where these people can actually have a path to getting out of their habit. And you will see everything change. And people will feel safe to go in the area. I mean, I tell you, I walk around there, I go have a drink here. It's historic. Like, the building is just like you've gone back in time. And I think we have to preserve what's there. We need to uplift it and take it in a new direction, but we cannot take it in directions not involve the neighborhood and the people that are here, who have been here for a long time, and they're great. I've gotten so many interesting stories. You know, there's a whole master plan to put down rooms and accommodation in the area, which is great and good. And I think that's going to bring life to the area. But in that process, too, we need to think about how that's going to impact the neighborhood, and they need to be part of the story. We need to create tours through Nelson Street, and people need to feel safe to go inside there. And so if you build all these hotels, you want people also going to have a good time in the area around it, which we have to evolve. And so I think I'm kind of on the inside looking out, where I see a way where you can mix the history and heritage and neighborhood into the evolution of the neighborhood.
And in that context, he says, he has some plans for the Bel Air Club next door to Copacabana.
Well, yes, it's not really become public yet, but I think it's such a historical place and building. And it's my goal to have it reopened this year and, you know, bring back some live jazz to the area and a space for entertainers and music. And I kind of also want to use the space to, like, I'm working on a show. Like a dinner show that kind of tells a little bit of it's a non-fiction / fiction, meaning we're going to take some of these stories and put it into a story that people can go into this old bar, have dinner and see a show and get to understand a little bit of the history of the area, but also be entertained thoroughly through music. And it's something that's still very much early stage, but I think it could be a good stem to kind of now bring the greater population and tourists to start to go into that side of the street. We're evolving on the beach side, but we need to figure out how to evolve the other side of the street and how to bring that into this whole world. I have a term that I use. This is Bay Suite. You know, we need to merge the bay along with the street into what we do.
Businessman Raj Jatrani on Sagicor's Early Business.